and other factors. Not available in all states.
3:40 is our KTSA News Time, Jack Riccardi Show. A couple of things we do every day. We give you a chance to ask questions of a doctor about coronavirus and best practices and staying healthy, and we're going to do that right here at 210-599-5555. We also bring you the coronavirus briefings from the White House and from the city and county. Those are both coming up here as we go through the afternoon. Dr. Andy Hartzler. Anthony Hartzler, Associate Professor of Hospital Medicine, UT Health San Antonio, is joining us now on our KTSA Kinetico Quality Water Softeners Newsmaker line. Dr. Hartzler, good afternoon. Thanks for being on with us.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thank you. I wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit about that statement Dr. Fauci made that we might never get back to normal unless there is a vaccine for coronavirus. Because it seemed to me like you would want people to know that we've all learned some things about hand washing and good hygiene. But the idea that you can only get back to normal with a vaccine seems like a very high bar to set.
That sounds realistic to me. There's basically, you know, two ways you get back to normal. One, basically what we need is for everyone to be immune to this, and that's either through a vaccine, which is going to take us a year or more, or if everyone gets it, which is just really, you know, would be catastrophic. If everyone gets it, then the majority of people would, you know, survive it and have immunity to it. But again, that's an unacceptable way to get there. And so in terms of getting back to normal, yes, I'm hoping that we'll find a happy medium that will allow us to ride out the next year without staying, you know, staying home nearly 100% of the time. But yeah, normal comes after vaccination.
We see in the numbers from New York, and I don't know if they're going to prove to be typical elsewhere, but some of the things I thought were interesting, 61% of the fatal cases in New York were men. 57% of the cases had hypertension. 37% of them had diabetes, of the ones with a pre-existing chronic condition. Any surprises for you in those numbers?
No, I think that's what we saw from the numbers initially that came from China, is that there's a slight predilection for men over women, and that really the people who get severe illness or die from this are older or have underlying health problems. It seems like although, you know, anyone could get really sick with it, most people who are young and healthy don't die from it, at least.
What would be your guidance to people, Dr. Hartzler, about we heard the mayor last night indicate they are recommending masks when you're in a situation where social distancing would be a challenge. But previously, we had heard people in medicine say they weren't so sure they wanted to recommend masks. So it's a little confusing. What is your sort of two cents on that?
My two cents, we've had competing issues, and so the reason we're not recommending surgical masks or N95s, which we know work, is that there's not enough supply, even for healthcare workers, and that's been the case from the beginning. The change in terms of cloth masks, I think, is a recognition that although we know they don't work well, they're probably better than nothing. And we're also, I mean, just from personal experience, trying to stay 6 feet away from people is extremely difficult. And so the cloth masks probably do help a little bit. I think the most important thing to add to that is that they don't replace the social distancing. They don't replace the stay-at-home directives. These are the mask, I think, part of the reason they weren't recommended sooner is because we know that sometimes giving people a false sense of security would actually make things worse. So if people think they can put the mask on and then go about business as usual and in crowds of people and touch everything and not wash their hands, that's really harmful. So just to say, you need to do everything you're doing, and the mask could maybe help you a little bit more than that.
Now, one of the big stories today was this dispute in Wisconsin over whether or not they should have their primary. They are having it, but the governor had wanted to put it off, and several states, as we know, have postponed their primary elections because the concern was, how could you possibly do social distancing in polling places? Do you think there is a way to have people participate in actual voting, I'm not talking about mail-in, but actual polling places, and still satisfy the best practices for social distancing?
Yeah, I think it's possible, but it would be, you know, it would take a lot of extra resources. I've seen social distancing done really well, and those are things like having tape on the floor to say, this is going to be somebody who's, you know, you're going to be 6 feet from the person in front of you. And I've seen it done poorly, which is, you know, signs on the wall that say, keep your distance. I think it can be done. It would have to be done very cautiously.
You'd have to really have a strategy and a mindfulness about it. But, you know, the elections are one of those things, especially when we think about the fall election, that's kind of a sacrosanct thing. We can't mess around with delaying that.
Yeah. In medicine, we're constantly talking about risks versus benefits. And I think that's going to be a huge shift in the way we look at these things, is we've got to look at, as we start to open things up on the other end of this, how important is an activity and how much risk does that activity bring? So, you know, maybe stadiums full of people for sporting events is going to bring huge risk. And unfortunately, you know, it's okay for people probably to sit at home and watch that on TV. Other things, like you mentioned, elections. Obviously, we know we've had to go to the grocery store. That can't be canceled. And so, you know, we look at the benefits of what we're doing and how much risk does it cause to spread more disease.
Dr. Anthony Hartzler, we've appreciated your time today and all the other times you visited with us. Thanks for coming on, and look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you.
All right. We will do this every day and have a chance for you to ask some questions, get some questions answered. It's 3:47. Liz is going to round up all of the local San Antonio, Bexar County COVID-19 news. So if you've been away from the news, everything you need to know coming right up right here. And what really happened with the Navy Secretary quitting today in the wake of this controversy over the USS Teddy Roosevelt. We'll break that down coming up on 5:50 and